I'm Nathan Cones, here with your Week in Review for Sunday, May 30th, 2021. At number 10 on our listeners' list of top stories, an Arcadia man has been charged with a controlled substance violation following a March 13th incident. 39-year-old Chad Alvin Pritchard was arrested Wednesday on an outstanding warrant for the alleged controlled substance violations, which are a Class B felony. Authorities say he was found with over 18 grams of methamphetamine in Carroll's Northwest Park during the early morning hours of March 13th. At number 9, Lakeview's City Council has approved a development agreement with an Urbandale company for a former salvage yard property. The Affordable Housing Foundation of Urbandale is planning to build up to 16 duplex-based units in the former Raritan salvage lot. Construction on the first phase is expected to begin yet this year, with the remaining units under construction in 2022. Number 8, a Coon Rapids man has been charged with assault and has pled not guilty to the charges. 29-year-old Nicholas Ray Lamberth is accused of jabbing his finger into the victim's eye while intoxicated at a Monday night gathering. Authorities say Lamberth needed to be pulled from the victim by two other individuals who witnessed the incident. His next court appearance is scheduled for June 24th. At number 7, the Jefferson Police Department has requested warrants on a Pilot Mound man who wrote checks from a deceased woman's account. 40-year-old Joshua Kelly Uranga is wanted on charges of forgery, a Class D felony, and third-degree theft, an aggravated misdemeanor. He's accused of using the deceased woman's account to write an $830 check to the Jefferson Hy-Vee. And number 6, as new water feature prepares to open in Manning, alumni are recognized for rising to the donation challenge. The class of 2000 raised the most for the Hillside Splash, while the class of 2008 had the highest participation among members. The aquatic addition at the Rec Center is set to open June 12th in Manning. At number 5, a Grand Junction woman was arrested after the vehicle she left on train tracks was hit by a train. 62-year-old Sherry Allen is charged with driving while revoked and first offense trespassing. Allen was operating her vehicle on the tracks last Thursday evening and left it after it had gotten stuck. It was later hit by a passing train. At number 4, a Scranton man was arrested after authorities were called out twice for disturbances. 28-year-old Darren Lehrkamp is charged with disorderly conduct, public intoxication, and third-degree criminal mischief. Law enforcement says they received a hang-up 911 call early Tuesday morning and were called back to the scene for another disturbance about 90 minutes later, resulting in Lehrkamp's arrest. At number 3, two teenagers, two stop signs, and two property damage accidents occurred Wednesday in Carroll. Both accidents were fortunately relatively minor. You want full details, you can visit carrollbroadcasting.com. At number 2, a Storm Lake police officer who originally hails from Willie gets support from his team as his wife is battling a cancer diagnosis. The Storm Lake Police Department is partnering with other local law enforcement agencies to help the family of Lieutenant John Bauer, whose wife Megan was recently diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. A special meal fundraiser is scheduled for Sunday. For more information on how you can support the Bauer family outside of that fundraiser, you can call 712-732-8010. And then our top story, a Carroll woman who was found partially disrobed on Highway 30 last Friday morning has been charged with public intoxication. 38-year-old Jennifer Lynn Stricker was approached by law enforcement near the intersection with Quint Avenue at approximately 5:31 a.m. Authorities say Stricker appeared to be under the influence of narcotics at the time of the incident. She, again, is charged with public intoxication, a simple misdemeanor. And that does wrap up your Week in Review. I'm Nathan Cones, reporting.